Now we're at the intro. Let me play through it, then I'll talk you through the chords that I'm using. So the first chord we have is a B minor 7. And the way I'm playing this is my third finger is barring strings 4, 3, 2, and 1, 7th fret. Then I have finger 2 on the 6th string 7th fret. And it's also killing the 5th string for me. Now if you have a hard time playing your B minor 7 that way, you can bar it. And to do that, finger 1 would bar the entire 7th fret. Finger 3 would pick up the 5th string 9th fret. Our rhythm patterns are down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And the next chord we have is this, followed by this. So what we have here is finger 2 on the 6th string, 7th fret. Finger 3, you're on the 4th string, 7th fret. Finger 4, you're on the 3rd string, 7th. And then finger 1, you're on the 2nd string, 6th. This is a B minor 7, flat 5. And let me explain that. The B minor part is right there. Between your 6th and 3rd string, that's your minor 3rd. That makes it a B minor. The 4th string is the 7. And the 2nd string is the flatted 5. If you remember from our earlier chord, the B minor 7, it had the same notes except that the 2nd string was the 7th fret. So by lowering that 2nd string by 1 fret, we have flatted it. And that was the 5th tone of the chord. So hence the name B minor 7, flat 5. Try not to hit the first string. I actually have it deadened. The 5th string is also deadened. Rhythm-wise, we'll have down, up for that. It's only half a measure. Then for the next chord, everything is going to go down 1 fret except the 4th finger. It gets to stay on string 3, fret 7. So that gives me finger 2 on the 6th string, 6th fret. Finger 3 is on the 4th string, 6th fret. Of course, finger 4 is 3rd string, 7th. Finger 1, you're now in the 5th fret of the 2nd string. This is a B flat 7 minus 5. Now, it'll actually be a form of an E chord because the bass guitar player is going to be playing an E against that. And if we name it after the E, this would be an E 7 minus 5 because we have everything in it of an E 7 chord. And the 5, which is the B for the E, is flatted. So you can name it either way, but this is what we've got going on here on these two chords. Now let's take a look at what happens after these two.